She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, every Thursday, we set the paper down for a second. We set the headlines off to the side just for a little bit, because it's really important that we help become better parents, that we give you some tips, some hacks, how to hack the parenting code, do better at what you want to do, which is to raise really good kids that are responsible, follow through on things, prepare them for adulthood properly. And a couple of weeks ago, Shelley, welcome back, by the way. A couple of weeks ago, you Thank introduced you. Us to your bookshelf. And we're not doing this every week, but it's been a couple of weeks since we did it, and I thought it would be fun to revisit that. So what do you have for us today from the bookshelf of Shelley Goldberg?
Thank you, Kevin, for bringing that up. And it's amazing, you know, when all of us look over the books that we have, there's such wisdom. You know, if we just take the time, you know, to look through the pages. So I found this wonderful book that I hadn't looked through in a couple of years. It's called 150 Ways to Help Your Child Succeed.
Oh, wow.
150 Ways. And it's by Karen Ireland, I-R-E-L-A-N-D. And there's such wisdom. This is such a smart lady. So I went through it and I thought, let me share this with your listeners, because I have no question that it will help someone somewhere.
Sure.
So the first thing is to really know what it is to sit down as a parent and to ask yourself, what do you mean, what does Kevin mean by success?
Ah.
I mean, for some parents, right, it's good grades or being popular or doing your chores. But so, Kevin, make a list of the qualities that you feel will help your children succeed. And then you're going to find ways for your child to learn them. So it's first identifying what is each family, what success mean to each family. And it's very individual. I mean, certainly it's way more than grades and, you know, and those superficial things and being popular, you know, it's character and those deep things. But
sure.
Take your time and think about what it means. All right.
Well,
number two, encourage your kids to know the results, what it is they want before they start.
Ah.
So to think about what it is, what do you want to happen before you even begin this project? And that's something that kids have a lot of difficulty doing, and it's something we all do throughout our lives. And the better you do it, the more successful your life will be.
Well, what that does, very simply, is it puts instant accountability into the efficacy, big word, of the process. So if you predefine what you want your results to be, then you know if you're achieving them by regularly checking against what you predefined them to be. And it's I actually think that's kind of like the ultimate job of the parent. Like I can feed them and clothe them and do all the stuff that, you know, they need physically. But in terms of the full development of a child into an adult, it's to get them to self-measure their own ability to achieve their own goals. And that's
correct.
Primarily decision making and then effort, you know, work ethic. But if you accomplish those two, then your kids are probably going to turn out successful.
Well said, Kevin. All right, here are some more. Eliminate negative labels and phrases from your family's vocabulary. So you don't want to hear things like you're lazy, sloppy, you're a know-it-all, you're so ungrateful, you're selfish, you're a scaredy cat, you never do this, you never do that. Get rid of all those words, all those phrases. It's not going to help anyone. It's only going to cause problems and damage. So get rid of that. All right. Help your child to learn to be on time. Help your child to understand that life isn't fair. Encourage your child to keep a journal of their successes. And I think that's brilliant, because when our children fail, which they inevitably will, it's wonderful for you as a parent to say, let's look at the times that things did work out. You succeeded,
right.
And it was a success.
Yeah.
So encourage your child to keep that kind of journal. Help your child to look for solutions where everyone wins. You know that expression, win-win?
Oh, yes, very much so.
So you're helping your child to see that there are sometimes you can actually find solutions where everybody's happy. As a parent, Kevin, reward honesty rather than punishing your child when they tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Has that happened in your house? Can you identify with that one?
Well, yeah, and I think that even going back to the some of the other things you were just saying, like it's important to eliminating the negative is important, but if you don't know where you're not measuring up to the, you know, the outcome that you want to try to achieve, you've got to draw attention to that. But I do think that trying to celebrate the successes alongside of the critique is really vital, because, you know, you said the journal of the success. Well, even in daily correction. So like, say my 8-year-old is doing whatever he's doing and he makes a big mistake. You know, it's important for me to say, hey, is that really what you want to do? Or do you want to have the same feeling you had, like, remember when, and then pull up something that, you know, when you made your Taekwondo advancement belt last week or whatever it is, then it puts him back into that frame of mind of, yeah, that's what I want, but I'm not there yet. And this, I've got to get this right in order to get there. And it's like, again, it's the constant kind of accountability, but I don't really want to be ultimately for the rest of his life the accountability. I want him to hold himself accountable to the standards that he has.
Okay, that's a good one. That should be on your list. Yeah. I like this one very much. Teach your child to see the difference, to understand the difference between assertive and aggressive.
Yes.
Assertive and aggressive. All right. I think kids and adults have a hard time with that one. Help your child to recognize what stresses him or her out, and then learn strategies to deal with the stress. What are the triggers? You know how we say to adults, what are your stress triggers? Well, you can start to see that in children as well. So when your child learns to recognize that in themselves, they have more control over their lives. So that's a very powerful way that you as a parent can help your child.
Yeah.
And certainly get a tutor. If your child needs help and you can't provide the help, get your child a tutor.
Don't this is some good stuff. 150 Ways to Help a Child Succeed by Karen Ireland. It was on Shelley Goldberg's bookshelf in the Parenting Express today. And we'll put a link up to it with the podcast on the podcast page. Shelley, we appreciate your diligent effort to help us each Thursday.
You're welcome, Kevin. Thank you. My pleasure.
Have a great rest of the week, and Merry Christmas. It's coming up soon enough, and Happy Hanukkah. 150 Ways to Help a Child Succeed. Karen Ireland, the book. Shelley Goldberg, the correspondent on the Parenting Express, every Thursday on Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.